The oldest blank in Ireland. Yeah, we're taking the proverbial now. We read out Michael Moriarty's letter to the Irish Times yesterday, bragging about his 37-year-old fridge still going strong. And we reminded Michael that we had a listener last year, Alison Gerard Feeney, who had a fridge that was 50 years old last year, assuming that the fridge is still going. It's now 51 years old. And we threw down the gauntlet again, and it's been truly smashed into bits because good afternoon, Anna Maria Kennelly.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you in the kitchen?
I am indeed, yes. Sitting looking across at the fridge.
Yes, great, great. Oh, yeah. Now, your kitchen, you got it redone 6 or 7 years ago, Anna Maria.
We did, yeah. 2021, actually, it was.
Yeah. What colour did you get?
Oh, sure, it's kind of a bland colour.
A bland colour, right. Is it a bland grey or a bland magnolia or a bland white?
An off-white.
An off-white colour, right, okay.
Don't ask me about colours.
Right, okay. Ask me about the fridge, says you. Right, okay.
Yeah, so, fridge is white.
The fridge is white. Did you put it, is it built in now? Is it integrated into the rest of the kitchen?
It is, yes.
Yes, yes,
it
is. Yes. Now, that wouldn't have been the case when it was originally sold, would it?
No. It was just freestanding.
Yeah, freestanding fridge, right. Okay, freestanding fridge. Now, I've done a good bit of research on this fridge. Tell us what it is. It's. Tell me the type of fridge it is.
It's a Frigidaire. They were made by General Motors. They're like the ones you saw in the old movies.
Yes, yeah. And I suppose the modern equivalent would be those Smeg ones.
It would be, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Retro.
Yeah, that's it exactly. But I suppose when it was bought, it wasn't retro, it was modern at the time.
It was, yeah.
A Frigidaire refrigerator by General Motors.
Correct.
I'll go back to that, but you can still sell them. You might be sitting on a nice little bit of cash there if you wanted to sell it. Anyway.
No, I don't want to sell it.
You don't want to sell it. Okay, it's not for sale, right. So 51 years is in the lead at the moment. How old do you reckon your vintage Frigidaire refrigerator from General Motors is, Anna Maria?
Well, it was bought March 1950.
Wow.
So it's 75 years old.
75 years old. And did you buy it?
Yeah. No, I got it for nothing.
How so?
Well, the lady that owned the fridge, it packed up around about the late 60s, I think. Hmm. And the part couldn't be got for it. And they tipped it out and put it into a house outside.
Right.
They had grandchildren, and she was afraid that one of the grandchildren would go into the fridge because it's so big. And that another grandchild would close the door on it.
Right.
So the lady asked my mother if she would take the fridge, because we're farming, and she would take the fridge and we could use it for the farm.
Yes.
So on the day we collected it, the guy that was with me, he said, "Geez, that's a fine fridge." He said, "We'll plug it in and see what'll happen." So he plugged it in anyway. It kicked over for a little while and then it stopped.
Right.
So I went and got a guy who was a handyman, really. And he had a look at it, and he said that the relay was gone in it. So he told me, go down to Cross Refrigeration in Limerick, and they'll sell you one, and I'll fit it.
Right.
But they wouldn't sell it. They'd have to send out a serviceman to fit it.
And you'd have to pay him.
So the serviceman came out with the relay, fitted it, and charged £5 for it.
Was that big money back then?
I don't know what you think about it, but £5 is only £5.
Right, okay. Fair enough. I'm looking. So the electrical relay diverts power to the compressor for the start and run phase of operation. It's an important part of any fridge, the relay.
Yeah, yeah. But the guy that had looked at it when it packed up, he said that the compressor was gone in it. Uh-huh. The compressor was not gone. Uh-huh. It was the relay.
The relay. Yes, you're an expert on fridges now.
I'm not.
did it pack in? Did the relay pack in again, Anna Maria?
No, never again.
No.
Same relay.
Right, same relay. And what about this crowd in America, antique appliances? What did you need them for?
Then the door seal, you know. The door seal was kind of perished in it. So I went online and I had a look and I found a crowd called Antique Appliances. in Georgia, Clayton, Georgia.
Mm.
So anyway, I looked it up and I saw what looked exactly like what I wanted. So I said, look, just to be sure, I'll call him up. So I called up this guy, John Jowles, I think was his name, actually, and told him what I was looking for. Said I'd take a picture of the fridge and the interior of it. And I did that, sent it to him, and he told me that's exactly what I needed. So he sent it on to me. I think I bet about, including the postage, about £115, I think, for it at the time. So it got fitted, and that's perfect. Right. So then the time we did the kitchen, possibly because the fridge was moved, the thermostat was
went.
A bit wonky on
right.
it.
Right, okay.
So I got a thermostat, cost £100 and something. Again, right. So she's working away perfectly.
Right. It's a bit like Trigger's brush in Only Fools and Horses, Anna Maria. Isn't it? It's
probably.
No, I'm intrigued as to why you're so attached to this fridge.
But you wouldn't be ashamed to throw it out.
Yes, you have a sort of a connection to it, though, some sort of an emotional connection, do you?
I just like old things that keep working.
That's,
seriously.
Yeah, yeah. We live in a disposable world, don't we, where we're like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't fix things anymore. We just get a new one.
Well, any time I've ever had a guy to come look at a cooker or anything... they're all fascinated with the fridge. And
yeah.
I don't know how many servicemen would have come over the years and said, oh, geez, if you're ever getting rid of that, can I have it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And you know,
but it's built like a tank.
It built like a tank. And do you know why they're saying that? Or maybe they're... Because in my research, your vintage refrigerator by General Motors, you could sell that, because it's still in working order, for $1,000.
Hi, hold on now.
Huh.
I looked it up just now.
Did you?
On antique appliances.
Yeah.
And they have one exactly the same as mine.
And how much are they looking for?
$4,800.
Oh, $4,800. Right. Genie Mackers. Yeah.
I'm not selling.
Yeah. They have some lovely stuff. I was on there. Don't they? Some lovely old cookers and vintage stuff. I would imagine people who are making movies and then they're just enthusiasts who like collecting that sort of thing. And it's working perfectly, Anna Maria.
Oh, working perfectly. It's the only fridge we have. We don't have another one.
Yeah. And there's no freezer in it?
No, there's no freezer in those. They just have a kind of an ice box thingy. But to say to you is, yeah, it's probably costing a fortune, you know, to run.
That's the thing, you see. Yeah, it's probably not energy efficient.
No, not a hope.
No, I doubt that there's a sticker on it.
I doubt it.
The energy rating on it. yeah. But it obviously...
It's working.
And it brings you joy and it's functional and it's comforting that you've had it for so long and it's still working. That's all good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, so, it's going nowhere in a hurry.
Right, going nowhere in a hurry. 75 years old. There you go. If you can top that. I'm just looking that they were made 1940s, 1950s. So it is possible that they're... Do you know where the person got it originally? Did they buy it locally?
No, they bought it locally, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were the type of people who bought everything locally.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was... We'll say it was bought in 1950. Now, that probably was actually made in maybe 1940. 9 or 48
yes,
or
yeah,
earlier
yeah,
because
yes.
It had to come from the States anyway.
Yeah, it would have, and that's a big job, would have come by
ship.
And
things didn't move in a hurry then.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. It's mad that that General Motors made fridges, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. But your description is brilliant. Built like a tank. Built like a tank.
But it is built like...
Yeah.
I mean, the door of it, if you know... wrap your knuckles off the door of it and you'll know what it sounds like.
Would you go over to it and open it for us just so we can hear it? Do you mind? Do you mind doing that for us? I'd love
no
to.
No bother.
Yeah.
I'll actually hit it with my knuckles.
Right. There it is, yeah. And then just... Oh, you see that? There's lovely. That's a lovely... Just,
and it's closed.
Yeah. Just do it one more time. I'll stop talking. That's a reassuring sound. That's a reassuring sound you got there. When you remember, there was a car company you used to. That was their ad. It was the clunk. It was the, you know, the clunk of the closing of the door. That'd be the, that's the same with your fridge. Anna Maria, I don't think anybody's going to beat that 75-year-old fridge. That guy Michael Moriarty writing to the Irish Times with 37-year-old fridge. Come on, huh?
It's going nowhere. I said
yours is it's more than twice as old as that one. Anna Maria, we'll be talking. If anybody, if we got any contenders, we'll be talking. And it's that's a lovely little thing on it, isn't it? The little GM Frigidaire.
It is, yes.
And the plaque on it, and you have it shined up there. That's lovely. Made only by General Motors. Yeah, brilliant. Anna Maria, mind yourself and mind the fridge.
Cheers.
Good luck. See you now.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.